The West Jordan Theater Arts Program was born battling the elements. When it began in 1995, it fought off inclement weather, insects, and the occasional security risk, performing in the city park for 10 years. So Vic Groves, who worked with the program throughout that transition, says when the city offered up the old Sugar Factory as a playhouse in 2006, they couldn't have been more ready to accept.
It was kind of dirty. It was kind of dingy. It was not sparkly. It was not a wonderful, wonderful theater, but we absolutely loved it. And the people who came, the patrons came, loved it.
Groves said it had everything the program needed: a stage, a place to perform, a place to rehearse, a place to build sets, and a sense of home.
We had a sense of ownership. Even though it belonged to the city allowed us to use it. And it helped our patrons, too, because they also had a sense of home, of where they knew that they could come for a performance.
But in 2010, with the group 3 days away from performing a show, the West Jordan mayor and city council deemed the old building unsafe, and it was condemned in March of last year. The theater group has since performed at area high schools, West Jordan City Hall, and the Midvale Theater. Grove says now that the program is always on the move, less people are making it out to the shows. But the show must go on.
Dummy! You really don't know what I'm saying, huh?
Today, West Jordan Theater Arts is holding auditions for The Foreigner, a play that will be performed at the Midvale Theater, which is on loan until the county library headquarters is completed at the end of this year. Vic's wife, Michelle Groves, is volunteering to direct it. She says it's a favorite in the Valley.
It's about a British, very lonely, considers himself very boring and unlikable man who comes to this fishing lodge in Georgia to get away, and he doesn't want to talk to anyone. So his friend makes up this guise where, well, you're a foreigner, you don't speak English. He gets to hear a lot of conversations in that lodge, and it's a funny, funny show.
Groves says she's excited about getting the play up and running, but it won't be easy, especially considering the city has given them no place to store their props and equipment since the demolition.
In hindsight, of course, it's 2020. I hope that we could have found a place to store all our stuff before we had to evacuate the Sugar Factory. All of our stuff is now in storage units, and it takes a big chunk out of our budget. Our budget, which we use to put the shows on.
That's one element they say the library lacks, among other things like theater lighting and sound. But West Jordan Mayor Melissa Johnson says the city can't build and maintain a theater on the backs of taxpayers, especially during these economic times. And they can perform at the library for free.
So it's not perfect. It's not something that is ideal for a professional theater by any means. This is a community theater available for community theater use. And it's not something that should take priority over road repairs, over police protection, or over the maintenance of the water systems.
The group's next two shows will be performed at the Midvale Theater, despite the City Council's concerns about performing outside city limits. The Foreigner plays September 8th through the 16th. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.